Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
Hey, this is former producer Alex and never producer Imogen, his daughter. Unfortunately, I have to remove her from Jason's presence. There's already been some court involvement, but I'm sure that while we're away, I will listen to a podcast, and you've chosen to listen to the Nick and Dick on Sports podcast, and condolences.
This week on the show, was Shaka Smart fired? Deshaun Watson, what's going to happen, man? Extensive personal beefs, and things get a little too real.
So a normal show.
And now, your host, formerly someone who could think of a lot of athletic accomplishments that he's had, Jason Dick. Thank you, and welcome to episode 155, Nick and Dick on Sports Podcast. It's 10.07 a.m. on today, March the 31st, that we are recording this. I'm looking at episode 154 was February 18th. We hadn't done this in over a month and shit.
I mean, it's last time Davey was here, probably, right?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
All right. Did you put yourself in timeout? I can knock it out.
Pardon him while he burns.
What, you just did an incubus thing for no reason or why?
What did he do?
He did a stain thing.
Oh, okay.
Thank you and welcome to episode 155.
No. My bad, I'm broken. Is that Trapped?
Lovely the Band.
Who's the guy that was
Broken Home is Papa Roach?
Who was the male equivalent of Amy Lee in Evanescence? There was some band that he dated Amy
male
Lee.
Male equivalent.
Yeah. They were together for a while.
I mean, there's a dude in Evanescence who sings Break Me Down.
Break me down.
Yeah.
No, she was there. I'll figure it out.
Okay. Good. That's the assistant host of this program. Has consumed no sports since February the 18th. So
Seether did stuff with Amy Lee.
Okay. You got a Seether pun?
Broken. Their song is Broken.
Is it?
Yeah. I know Seether things.
How could you possibly know Seether things?
Because there was. Okay. So here.
They do have a song called Broken.
Yeah.
They have a song called Broke Down and Broken. Or excuse me, Breakdown and Broken.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a brief moment where I got into Stained. And it's all because of the Thomas Jane Punisher movie trailer.
Stained?
Yeah.
All right, that's
Was that an acoustic version or the regular version?
I think that's the real version.
It's okay. Stain was in the trailer to the Punisher movie, the Now That I'm Here, So Far Away, and I was like, that's fucking awesome. That speaks to me. So I got into Stain, and that led me into Seether and
How could you
Breaking
not
Benjamin
be from
other
from
things.
Into Stained, all right? You are an angry suburban Gerald white boy who is 16 years old in the year 2000. How can you not be into Stained? I don't understand.
I was a custom guy.
That's the worst thing that's ever.
No, that album has lots of good tracks on it.
The Ass to the Ass, Dave B, with
What's
us
up?
Here as well. Good to see you again, Dave.
Good to see y'all.
It is like good to see you, but then also like I'm just immediately annoyed every time I talk about all that stuff. But
I don't know how I feel about that.
Fine. Yeah, I mean,
just lean into it. That's what I do.
Don't know. That's I would say this is what My favorite thing about some of my friends is how annoying they are. If you're not annoying to me, then you're not really a friend.
What is it you said about one of your other friends earlier? You just enjoy troublemakers?
Well, yes. I would say what's up to a regular listener of this podcast, arguably my best friend Jake, who... I don't know. People like to shit on Jake sometimes. And I'm like, I just like, I feel like when Jake's around, I never know what's going to happen. Like something crazy can happen. And I love that about him. I like troublemakers. And so, yeah, I love you, Jake. And that's why I love Dave because sometimes he makes trouble. Kenny annoys the fuck out of me.
It does seem though that Dave is like trying to do it, like he's trying to push your buttons.
I'm not though. I'm just being me. I'm excited to be back and around you bitches.
But
I can't help it. I'm like when you've been gone for a weekend and you come home and the dog's like hitting all over you. I'm just happy to fucking see you guys again.
We just did 2 hours of radio and now we're doing this and you reacted like you shouldn't be that
It's a
pumped.
New show. It's a That's new fine. Time. Good. I don't have to turn my brain into what can I say and what can't I say. Hey, before we get off of Jake, I wanted to try to squeeze this in on the other show in case he was listening. But why don't you screenshot us your Final Four now, Mr. Oh, look, I have Oral Roberts over Ohio State, fucking Jake.
It was like that's the funniest time of or the stupidest time of bracket season is that first weekend when Oral Roberts beats Ohio State and there's like three guys who had it and they all flex to the world and I'm like congratulations that's worth 10 points on your bracket okay that it is so much more important getting the final four teams correct.
The body was not even cold on the Longhorns basketball season before I got on Twitter about how my stupid naming system has picked Abilene Christian over the Longhorns.
Yeah, you got to tone it down with that.
It's done.
Real quick. Shaka Smart. Was he fired?
No, but he saw the writing on the wall.
I mean, he was going to be fired.
If Shaka Smart, who as of the time that we're recording this, accepted the Marquette job last Friday, formally introduced Monday. Did you watch any of that? Some people were saying.
The press conference?
Yeah, there was a little shade thrown Texas's way.
Because he said basketball centric?
Yeah, I think he didn't even reference, he didn't even say the Longhorns or the name of the school, but he was, talking about how he's happy to be at a school that's very basketball centric. Anyway.
Look, that might be shade, but that's accurate.
Correct.
It's not a secret.
If you say so. We have not hired Chris Beard yet, but I believe that will happen. By the time you hear this, Chris Beard might be the new coach of the Longhorns. We'll get to Chris Beard in a second. But if Shaka Smart had not taken the Marquette job, would he be the coach next year?
No. No.
Maybe. I don't think Del Conte wanted to fire him.
I think the question is whether he was if he knew he was going to get fired and just did the Marquette job on his own. Or if CDC was like, hey,
if there's an opportunity out there, you should take it.
Yeah, like if they gave him a heads up, or if he just knew what was going on and he did that.
It works out for everybody. Shaka is from Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. That's Marquette is in Milwaukee, so he gets to go home. Yes, it is a much. It's not a better basketball school, but they care a lot about basketball. It's not a football school like it is.
It's a Shaka school,
that's what I've been saying all along. Is I don't know if Shaka is the elite top of the top program kind of coach. He's a heart and hustle guy who takes 2 and 3 star guys and turns them into competitors, and that's what he's going to have the opportunity to do at Marquette. I think Marquette is the perfect in-between school from VCU in Texas, and that's probably where he will find the most success. And I think what you said, Nick, is probably correct, is that CDC or somebody went to him and was like, look, man, you're going to get fired. So the Marquette job is not going to be open next year. It might not be open next week. If you can get that job, then Texas saves some buyout money and you get a good landing spot. It works out for everybody. But if I'm Shaka Smart and his people, I'm like, hey, you owe me $7 million, okay?
Ooh,
I can get $7 million just to not coach here the next 2 years. And Ed mentioned this to me the other day. Like, it's possible. Did Texas float some money to Marquette, and are they paying part of his salary there? I don't even know. Is his salary even made public?
That, right?
But it's a public institution. We'll find out if all of that stuff happens. But I do not believe. People don't quit this job. You don't quit the Texas job.
That's my question.
Okay.
Yeah. Did Shaka go rogue? Because that's the slap in the face if he quit Texas.
He didn't. Nobody quits this job. All right. He got fired.
Tom Herman tried.
He didn't get fired.
Tom
he got
tried.
The heads up that things might not work.
Okay,
as well.
Technically he didn't get fired, but he's
we don't.
I don't know. I was just bummed out because I was really. I did want to ask you first before I forget my statement. Who makes a Sweet 16 first? Marquette or UT?
I don't know the current state of Marquette's roster, but Texas is. It's the Brock Cunningham show next year, right? Mm-hmm. Like we have no. Not only is all of the players going to the NBA, graduating, transferring out, the top recruit, our top recruit just
changed his mind.
Requested out of his letter of intent. I presume when Chris Beard gets this job, he's probably going to bring some of the recruits he'd signed to Texas Tech. I don't know who those people are, and maybe we get some transfers in here. There's going to be
Texas.
Five guys on the floor. I don't know what the deal is with Marquette, but yeah. I mean, I think the smart money is Texas because I think Chris Beard is a hell of a coach.
I mean, I reserve
taking less talented teams in Lubbock to the Final Four, to the championship game.
If it is Chris Beard for the coach, I would just put him because, like, he just seems to know how to do things. And yeah.
Back to what I was saying. I'm just bummed out. I really thought that it was going to work out with him, in whether it was the half-court buzzer beater, his first go-around in the tournament, or the overtime loss to Nevada. Whatever reason, things just didn't happen. I feel horrible for Matt Coleman. You know, he had a storybook ending with the Big 12 championship, making the free throws, and then to end your college career, I don't think he's going to be a pro prospect, to end your college career was just like shitting the bed so poorly. Like, that sucks.
He'll get some Euro run. Shitting
sucks,
the bed, you just mean fouling the guy from Abilene Christian, or just not winning, going out in the first round? Because that foul,
he played horrible. He didn't play good.
Well,
he turned the ball over.
Everybody played horrible.
Fair enough,
in that
but
game.
Like, he's the senior, the point guard. Like, okay. If you were saying something, it was
fair
his
point.
Team, was it
just,
not?
I thought you just meant because of the foul, and I'm it is a foul, it's a fluky play. I wouldn't be upset about that. And here's the deal about the games that you mentioned. Yeah, they lose the first one on a half-court shot. Who was that?
Iowa.
Northern Iowa. Fuck. The same thing about, you know, Abilene Christian, and all the credit to them that kid went to the free throw line and made both the shots, clutch work there. Listen, you should be winning that game by 15 at that point.
Agreed.
Okay, so it's not because a referee was overzealous, and not because of free throws. The same is true of Nevada and Northern Iowa. You should just have won that game. You should have already have had that game sealed up and not had the opportunity to lose at a half-court buzzer beater to be in overtime versus Nevada. You should just be, you know, you're Texas. They're not. You should be handling these first-round games.
Or even that, just when you make that last second bucket right before that to go up by 1 point, and it's like a half second left or whatever it was, like, just, you should be good enough to not let them just shut them down.
So, I believe Chris Beard will be the head coach in the coming days. Is that the right choice? You seem to have a little Royale Ivy boner.
Yeah, right? And I would like to see him come back. I think it would be a nice story. I think he's a good coach. He knows basketball.
Well, hang on. So, you think he's a good coach? How do we don't know anything about him. He's an assistant. He's been an NBA assistant. I don't know
just,
if he's a good coach.
He was a defensive star for Texas. Like, that kind of things.
He made an NBA career with limited skill sets by, like, NBA standards. Like, he knows what it takes. He's a grinder. Otherwise, he would have been out of the league within 2 years. But he had a lengthy NBA career. Just because he's not a marquee name, he was on NBA teams.
He's not just relying on, like, an overwhelming athletic talent or something to get him through there. Like, he had to sit there and do the prep
all
work,
of these things,
study the tape.
All of these things are – is he the Major Applewhite of basketball? Because all of those reasons is why I was like, Major Applewhite someday is going to be the awesome head coach of the Texas Longhorns. And I think Major Applewhite might have proven that he's not a good coach. Sorry, Major.
Maybe not even a good guy.
Yeah.
He
shouldn't have fucked Ricky's girl. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that for an idea, Major?
Or that girl on the drag, the student. I guess that was in some other – UCLA or something.
I also didn't like the way he handled things at Houston. Remember, he was getting mad at Ed Oliver, a top 10 pick, because he was wearing a coat on the sidelines and he wasn't playing. He was like, no, those are for people that are playing the games.
But see,
he's got a lot of bitch in him.
That was after he was fired by the Longhorns, right?
Yes.
So see, that he's just bitter because he knew that his shot was gone. So I don't blame him for that.
Well, but also, like, that specific thing, if Nick Saban does that, then everybody's like, oh, yeah, that's why they win everything. It's because Nick Saban, attention to detail, he doesn't fuck around. There's a certain level of excellence that everybody's expected to reach. Coats are for closers and people who are playing the game. But when Major Applewhite does it, they're like, what are you doing? That guy's going to the NFL. Let him wear his fucking coat.
Also, the Longhorns get Chris Beard, and for some reason he flames out in 3-4 years. You could still get Royale Ivy. Like, he's not going anywhere, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably correct. And look, again,
it's also just it's a Texas move. It's a Texas move.
What is
to have a coach who has like a fun last name that's like a real word, you know, strong, smart,
Beard. Strong, smart beard. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But just like, he's
Sarkeesian.
He's the big name. Sark. I don't know. That's why I didn't bring that one up. I also didn't bring up Tom Herman, dick. Just trying to get to these personal beefs, aren't you? But like he's the big flashy name. He's the big, we're Texas, we get whatever we want, we throw money at things decision. So that's why he's going to be the coach.
Are we not going to address the elephant in the room?
Please address it, Dave.
It's still the curse of the ESPN contract. Nothing has worked out since we signed TV deal with ESPN. Not, everything has gone to shit.
That is not an elephant in the room, okay? That's at best a normal-sized chimpanzee in the room.
It's not. It's pooping in his hand and flinging it in your face.
This is because of the Longhorn Network? How? Why?
Because nothing. What have we won since we signed the contract with the Longhorn? We had like one World Series appearance in baseball.
What Ooh. About having our own television channel made things go
I think
poorly?
He's trying to do like some sort of curse type
thing. Oh, this is voodoo?
Karma.
Yes.
Magic.
Dude, bad mojo.
Do you not remember? Yes, the ESPN does, curse is real.
Curses are not real. That's not a thing, man. Okay.
Tell that to all my past lives.
Yeah.
Look, I want to agree with that, but I think it just more goes to the hubris of the everybody making decisions at Texas. And
listen, that might be.
I love that word. Doesn't get used enough.
Yeah. It's a good one.
That might be, what Texas's problem is. You know, I've been asking this about football for a decade now. Mm-hmm. Is why, and this is not, this wasn't a Tom Herman problem, a Charlie Strong problem. This was dating back to Mac Brown. I believe it to be an Austin, Texas, or a Longhorn problem. They recruit the best talent in the nation, and they come to Austin, and then more often than not, underwhelm. Do not live up to expectations. And is it because they're coddled when they get here? Is it because of a Texas entitlement issue? I don't know what the answer
is.
I
think it's the same thing with the Cowboys. They expect just by putting on the uniform that we're Texas, we're going to be good. And so let's people. Here's my question about the Longhorns men's team this year. Was them winning the Big 12 tournament bad for them? Did that lead them to take the foot off the gas, so to speak? Like, if they had just lost to Baylor or, whoever, did they get lackadaisical because they're like, we won a championship. We did this. We're good. We're a 3 seed. And that led them to, take Abilene Christian lightly.
I see what he's saying.
In retrospect, maybe I would have preferred them coming off a loss in the championship game, but I just think
it took away some of their heat. Also, in Dave B. speak, did they use up all of their good karma in the Big 12 tournament? and that's how they got bit by the basketball gods in the NCAA.
I mean, that team had championship DNA. They won a title 2 years ago. The National Invitational.
NIT. Congrats to Memphis. Penny Hardaway knocked Texas off the NIT throne on Sunday. You did it, Memphis. I like Royal Ivy, and I like all. Look, I don't know anything about his coaching. That's the thing, is I've never seen him coach anything. He's assistant coach, but all the things that you said, it was a defensive specialist guy, 10-year NBA career. He's buddies with Kevin Durant. I don't care about Kevin Durant's endorsement for him as the next Longhorn coach, but the idea that you can, go to a recruit and be like, "Hey, I'm bros with Kevin Durant. Let me put you in touch with him." Yeah, I think that all of those things are an advantage, but I don't think it's as good as what Chris Beard has proven he is able to do with the team. And I just don't. I know that he has he's a Bobby Knight guy, and he has affection for the Texas Tech program because Bobby Knight was there. I just don't understand how you can tell Texas, "No, I'm going to stay in Lubbock."
Because sometimes it's really cool to make your own name in your own place. There is a real chance that Chris Beard could be like,
"What are you talking about? It's really cool to make." Yes, come make your own name at Texas.
He won't make his own name there. Like,
why?
If he stays at Texas Tech, he could be Bob Knight to Indiana, the Daryl Royal to UT.
Who is that right now for Texas basketball?
Right,
Rick Barnes.
Tom Penders.
Exactly. This is exactly you have the opportunity to be the greatest coach in Longhorn basketball history.
You're the guy who finally did it.
I don't know. I think he's already started something in tech. So you're asking how or why wouldn't you? I could see him being like, that is organic. What happened in tech is organic. To come back to UT and be like, "Yeah, I came here because it's got the shiny toys and all the money and the best program." Like, tech is not Lubbock is not a desirable place to go to college. And I don't know. You're asking how. Why would he say no? Some people are wired different and be like, no, I like it here. This feels right.
But also, Chris Beard is a Texas guy.
Yeah, no. What, like, was he, an assistant coach?
Well, he went to Texas and was a student assistant under Tom Pender, yeah. Under Tom Pender.
So, like, he's coming home.
It all makes too much sense for it not to happen. Are you hang
just
on?
Like,
are you
Tom Herman coming home?
I'm not saying it's going to work.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I would be shocked if he is not. If he turns down Texas, I would be quite shocked.
I'll be checking my phone at 7:47 tonight.
Texas Tech is it's an unattractive place to go to college. The Texas Tech people in my life, unless I'm only remembering the ones that I like them a lot. My lesbians from Fort Worth, they went to Texas Tech. My guy, DWI attorney Zach Morris,
yeah,
he's a Red Raider.
I will say this. When I said that, I meant if you were an athlete. If you're an athlete and you're getting D1 offers, you probably have better things on the table than Lubbock.
Do I have other Texas Tech people who I don't like and have forgotten? Who drives that Audi that's parked in the fancy spot?
I don't know. Some pretentious asshole.
Audi? It's pretentious asshole territory. It's got a Texas Tech emblem on the back.
Guns up.
Yeah.
Who? You keep pointing to, like, where the guest parking is.
Well, no. It's out back because I parked in the back today.
I mean, it's probably one of the sales guys.
The sales guys just parking in Scott's old spot? That should be my spot. I want that spot.
Oh, that?
Put the request in. I want that old spot. Okay. Scott will notify me when he's coming to work, and I'll move out of the spot.
I have to ask the same guy who wouldn't give you shipping. He's going to give you a parking space?
That's fine. Here, before we move to the beefs, let's just shower some praise upon the Texas women's basketball team who made it to the Elite Eight. Vic Schaefer is going to turn this program into a juggernaut, without a doubt. First year, he wins 3 tournament games. Shaka had 1-0. But seriously, 0 points in the fourth quarter. I didn't watch
it.
I have no idea.
That's rough.
I mean, it's unbelievable, right? Like, even in garbage time, there wasn't a layup available for you.
You can't get a foul shot?
Yeah, you can't get to the line.
And get, like that's...
You didn't even scratch a single point.
Here. Whew. What is the worst? What is the more embarrassing loss the end of your season? Is it going out in the first round for Shaka and the men, or is it no points in the fourth quarter for the women?
I would rather go to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, for sure.
But
you can hang your hat on
it
that.
Is just.
I mean, but that's like a high drop. Like that's such a fall.
It's tough. It's tough. It's tough. Tough.
Especially to some Gamecocks.
You know what?
What are you going to say? It's going to get you in trouble.
Don't air this. Cut the edit points.
Oh my God! I don't even want to know that to come up.
Edit point. Okay.
Looking
None
like
of that's going in.
Grateful giraffes.
None of that's going in. I just don't know how to. I wish I would. To the personal beefs section of the podcast. I don't know. You want to start, Nick? Yours are more fun, right?
I mean, you want me to follow that?
That part?
Sure.
What was that? Nothing came with that. It was edited out. I know for sure because I edited it out this time. Okay.
Okay. Good. Good.
To
good,
make
good.
Sure.
It was all about his regrets about Mumbling and moving in. Don't worry. there, saved it. I almost went de-redacted. Dave, what the fuck are you doing, man?
I don't know.
What are you doing? Let me pull up my phone, go to my text messages.
What did I do?
Well, I guess it was... Hang on, I'm not prepared.
Here, it was the guy from Loyola Chicago.
Yes.
Krutwig, you texted us on weekend 2 of the tournament and saying, hey, is it me or does number 25 have some big Nick energy or something like
young
that?
Does
Nick
he look
energy.
Like a young Nicholas Hyda?
Yeah.
And first of all, I know that's some sort of some Dave B. passive-aggressive shot.
No,
everybody's making fun of that guy.
His hair was like thin and short up top. You used to wear your hair
balding.
That way. And then there's something about his face. It wasn't a 10 out of 10, but it was like a 7 out of 10.
He had a My First Cop mustache.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm just people have been making fun of this guy for 2 weeks, and just Dave was like, oh, hey, it looks like Nick. you know?
I was waking up from a nap. I looked up at the TV, and they just had a still of him, like, getting in a defensive position. I was like, oh, that looks like a young Nick.
Well, here's also my first thing, is that this is, when was this? This is week two of the tournament.
It was in their Sweet 16
game. The
very
first thing that people discovered about March Madness in this tournament is that that guy looks like Farva from Super Troopers. We've already established who he looks like. You can't go in there and do your own thing. I don't care that I'm insulted. That's just a bad look on you comedically.
Wow.
To try to just do that. Like, that, you just be embarrassed by that.
Okay.
It's not because you don't want to, by the transitive properties, be declared to look like Farva from Super Troopers?
I mean, I think no, but I also, like, I'm not upset because he's insulted. Like, it's more just, it's just this taking this unnecessary shot and then just, like, missing and punching yourself in the face. I'm just like, I just feel bad. Like, what are you doing?
I wasn't taking a shot. I literally was like, oh, that guy has young Nick energy.
Don't make me go find some people that have young Dave B energy, all right?
Oh.
You take one fucking picture from, like, 1993 where you look like the fucking Rock and you're just like, oh, you start slinging shit out there. That's what I'm saying, man.
Okay, I'm sorry, Nick.
Dave's spirit is all broken,
it
to be strong
Bring it. I'm not worried.
Okay, just tell me about your process, Dave. You will come up here and do this, the podcast, for free for years. In fact, more often than I care to, you would come up and do it. But when you come and friend on the morning show, you're running, the meter's running. I don't understand.
Because this is for the love of the game.
Okay. Well, why can't you love that game?
Like, okay, I am super, super happy that we get to do the podcast. I'm hanging out with my buddies, talking about sports. This is great. This is awesome.
Yeah.
I do have to use time off to come do this and whatnot. So this is my vacation leave. And then when I come up here on the mornings to do it, like, plus this show doesn't have ads. This show makes no money. This is just us being fun, having the pod.
You're right, Dave. This show has never made money.
The pod? Oh, you guys are dicks. Anyways, but then the other one, like, also, I had just finished getting paid for doing 2 hours on the other station on December 31st whatever.
That's the other thing, too, all right? That's a different entity over there, okay?
No, it's the same.
It is not the same.
It's Uber and Lyft. It's the same.
Two separate companies.
This is Uber. That place is Lyft. Lyft paid. So I was like, if I'm getting that money from there, why can't I get paid here to do this?
Well, I'll deliver you the news. You can't, okay? I ran it up the flagpole. I asked the bosses. They said no. So that dream is dead. Now, I did, you bailed me out in times where I needed a friend. I was without a friend, and I needed a friend. Not desperate, by the way. Mm-hmm. All of you, I guess if you're desperate, I can come in, Jason. Yeah, fuck off. But yeah, that's not going to, they put the kibosh on that. And as well, they should, because we don't pay guests on the show, you know? Andy Langer, when he's going to be here as a regular visitor again, he doesn't get paid.
You guys tell me I can't win gifts because I'm an employee. What the fuck am I an employee of?
Have you not cashed a check from Waterloo Media?
No.
Yes, you have. What are you talking about?
Not in 2021.
Ever.
Ever. Ever is a fucking long time.
See, that's...
Also, Jesus Christ, a fucking edit point. Just tell me you want a fucking prize, I'll give it to you, dumbass.
But that's the
Jesus
problem.
Jesus Christ.
That's the problem. There's no fucking concerts or anything happening, so I can't get no prize. I can't be paid off. Normally.
It's not that I don't want you to have prizes. It's just that I will give them to you. I will just hook it up because you are a friend and are doing this shit for like us for free, and you're a good sport about
stuff. I know. In normal times, I get ACL and South By.
Don't
and
tell
I'm
them what you're giving, Dave.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Edit points all over the
See,
place.
Isn't that isn't that enough payment? Is that we hook you up with ACL and South
Yes,
by
and when those things happen, I'm down.
Oh my God. Well, what I was going to say is because Dave has bailed me out, I am going to pay you out of my own pocket. But we're going to have to, there's a negotiation, a settlement that's going to take place. Because I never agreed to any of these Mark Caesar rates. I don't know what, when you told me what you're getting paid over there, I'm like, fuck, I might not make that much per show. there has been, now I'm going to double hurt your feelings. We were paying Avery. We're going to new.
She's a guest.
She is.
She also shows up to work at the start of the show.
She does the whole show.
Does she have kids? that she has to take to school?
That has nothing to do with that.
I know. Oh hey, God. I show up at the same time as the last person that sat in this chair showed up.
I'm going to pay
and
you.
And I bring the energy.
I'm going to pay you the Avery Moore rate. So
what happened to that person?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
I got more, but here, let's go. Just go around the horn. Dave, you have a three-month-old beef that you want to...
Yeah, and I don't want to, like, I don't know. I don't want to... This comes from a place of love.
Oh,
you're my bro.
Here we go. Here we go. Here's something that's more stuff that we shouldn't air that we're going to have to edit out. Go ahead.
I just need you to evolve, and you're evolving, and you're doing a better job on things. When you fuck up, just say, I'm sorry, and admit you fucked up. When you call the lady a cunt, you know that you fucked up. In the morning, say, hey, you know what? I was fucking wasted last night. Tell that person I'm real sorry. I can just take a screenshot and send it to them and be like, hey, the guy said he's sorry for calling you a cunt. You know you were wrong. In the morning, you knew you were
no,
wrong.
No, but I don't know. I don't.
You
see,
were told, hey, the person that you're talking to is a girl.
Okay.
And then 30 minutes later, you called her a fucking cunt.
Okay. I will admit...
First of all, saying that somebody typed into a chat on some bootleg illegal poker website that she was told something, that doesn't count.
Okay, but he's paying attention to it, and he's talking, he's having back and forth with people talking shit.
Do you not know how much this man drinks?
I will admit.
That's what I'm saying. He knew he was wrong, so in the morning when he wakes up and he's like, oh, I called that person a cunt, huh? Tell them I'm sorry, my bad. That's it. It didn't even have to be a fucking heartfelt, long thing.
Okay.
You tend to just, like, lash out when you fuck up rather than go, like, you know what? You're right. I was wrong.
This is like when if you try to tell your wife something and you know that she's upstairs and you just say, hey, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to play poker with Jason. I told her. I don't know if she heard her. Like, that's...
I will admit to, I assume because of intoxication, forgetting or overlooking the fact that you had informed me that it was a female.
It wasn't just me. Like, five people told you she's a girl.
Okay. That's great. And so, yes, I was wrong. I knew I was wrong because I had overlooked that. But here's the thing. I don't think it's wrong to call a woman a cunt. Particularly think it's extra fun to call her a, what did I say? Because it
wasn't.
You're
supposed to cut that part out, the other compound word that you used in there.
God damn it. Mm-hmm. That's a podcast. I called her a cuntard, okay?
Yeah.
Which is a fun word. It's fucking fun. Maybe it's very unwoke in that you're not supposed to use the R word and probably even hybrids of it anymore.
That's
but
the
I believe
word,
in 2021, you can call a woman the C word just as much as a man, okay? Just as much. Why? What's the big deal? What's the big deal about calling a woman the C word? What's the problem? Okay? You're either against the C word or you're not against the C word. It doesn't have anything to do with whether or not it's a woman. In my woke opinion.
Look, that is fair, but also at the same time, you don't get to dictate what somebody else is offended by. And if you offend them, just say, hey, like again, Dave is right. Hey, sorry that offended you.
She should apologize for calling me with Queen 5 because I was fucking offended, okay? I find her play to be offensive. She doesn't get to decide what I'm offended by. I decide. And I was offended by her calling me down with Queen 5 even though it was good.
Is it different to call Nick a bitch than to call Janelle a bitch?
I mean, yes, Janelle's my girlfriend, so.
What have I been the last 10 years?
I don't know. Pick any woman. You can't. There's certain words that don't match up, and it's different when you call a dude a bitch than when you call a girl a bitch. It just is, even if you mean it.
I think that's your old-fashioned thinking,
no.
Dave. I think
Nick,
a woman
also,
can do anything a man can do.
Just say you're fucking sorry. We don't have to do this 3-month-old beef.
All right.
It's so much easier to do that. You don't have to mean it. You can say I'm sorry, and then immediately after you hang up with Dave or stop texting, just be like, that was stupid. I don't have to do it. You can help. You can maintain all this moral superiority.
I don't even care because it's not for me or that person. It's just overall when you fuck up, you tend to lash out rather than go, you know what? That was my bad. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So hopefully the next time you do something stupid,
I do that.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Hang on. Do you think I do that more than Nick does that?
Because
that's it. You just looked at me. Yeah. That is 100% your move.
A, I do think you do it more. B, I also think that Nick, after like a day, maybe not even that long, or two, he'll be like, hey, you know what? Like he would come back and revisit it because his mind is always like turning and thinking of different things and be like, you know what? They probably had a point and he would end up doing the adult
thing.
Did
I lash out? Or did I just not? Am I lashing out by not apologizing?
I mean, you just tried to throw me under the bus to avoid the bus coming at you.
No.
Whether I deserve it or not.
No.
You literally just said, this guy.
Yeah, you just gave him a hard elbow.
Well, Nick also does it. I mean,
well, but, yeah, it's like, we're all in this together. Okay. And if Dave starts busting on me for going bald, I'm like, well, hang on. Yes, that's true, but fucking he does it worse. So get on him. Don't direct all your angry bald energy at me. He's worse than me.
No.
Yes. Yes. And when did I lash out? I didn't do any lashing out. I just didn't apologize. That's not lashing out.
You might consider it aggressive on text.
Some people
like
might
the
consider going onto your live radio show and putting these people on blast for these things. That
I didn't
might
put anybody on
be
blast.
Lashing now.
Okay.
Just stating the facts and letting the audience come to their own conclusions that you have led them to a particular path down a particular way because you know what you're fucking doing and you're good at this. Yeah, that's not lashing out at all.
If I could tell you facts of a situation,
see that's your problem,
and you get blasted, then I didn't put you on
you
blast.
You also are selective on what facts you use to build your case, okay?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That's where I get it. That's where I get defensive.
Okay. Listen. You tell that Yenta bitch that I apologize for calling her a cunt, okay?
Will do.
No reason to bring race into this.
Hang on. Is that a racist thing?
I don't know.
I don't even know what that word means, so.
I think it's Yiddish.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was Jewish. Oh.
A Yenta is a woman who is a gossip or a busybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Yiddish, which is...
But hang on, is that racist now? Don't make me edit that out. I was just trying to be a...
No, I was just shock jock Jason showing up for duty. Trying to get you.
Oh.
I think you're
okay. Hit me with the rest of your beefs.
You got me. I got nothing else for you. Nick, I don't know if I'm going to... ground you from... I can't do that, obviously. The Dan Lebatard Show is a bad influence on you, okay? You gotta stop it, all right?
No.
It's even more funny because we were literally just talking about it. I think you were out of the room.
I'd rather quit this job and just go hang out in front of the Clevelander hoping that with a bunch of stack of resumes. Like, no.
But
what does it do?
Finish your thought.
Well, first of all, it has enabled him in that, like, yeah, I can do a sports show, but I don't have to watch the games or know anything about them. There's also this weird, like, sanctimonious, holier-than-now virtue signaling, look how great we are. That, you know what? I don't get the show. But it seems to me that this whole new Meadowlark media whatever thing, mm-hmm. and I only listen to the South Beach stories. I don't listen to the actual program.
You don't even listen to the show that you're mad at me about listening to.
That's correct. Yeah. But I understand the culture that exists
around
that.
Tell me how it's affected me. Okay,
I understand the culture. And yeah, it is... It seems to me the whole show is just about blowing smoke up their own asses over there. Which I don't care for.
You love to blow smoke up your own ass.
Well, look, if you want the...
When he does it, it's fine. When somebody else does it... Mm.
But I don't mean it when I do it. They mean it.
Oh, okay. How come they came out not... Why aren't they not meaning it?
Do you think they don't mean it?
I just don't know. Like, you don't know.
Yeah. I'm clearly doing it as a joke, okay?
Are you?
The Stugatz is strong in me. Stugatz is good, okay? The rest of those fucking ass bags, I don't know, okay?
God,
get the fuck out of here. And yeah, you're the Chris Cody, okay? That's you.
You're obviously Chris Cody, so don't even.
Why am I obviously Chris Cody?
Because you fucking look like you guys were switched at birth.
These are radio programs. What people look like has nothing to do with it.
First of all, if anything... Like I would like to tell people that I'm Stugatz. I want to not like he does exactly what you're accusing me of doing. Not watching any sports and just coming in there and throwing a bunch of hot takes and just being able to fake my way through it. That's classic Stugatz. If anything, I'm a Guillermo, which is that I ramble on too much about things. I like just the anarchy and just throwing a stick in the wheel. I like fucking shit up.
The spokes?
Just because I like to watch the world burn.
This is a problem.
But that's not anything Chris Cody does. Chris Cody's just bad. He's just bad about it. He's only in there because of nepotism.
But here's the other thing, is that it is you have programmed yourself to do this show, not this show, the other show, as if you're doing a podcast for like the.
You've been complaining about that since I started.
Yes, and Nick is like to,
that predates the me being a fan of the Levitard show.
Nick is doing the show for the seven people who tweet at us at a regular thing, and
no.
I'm like, yeah,
I'm doing this show as if it's a podcast. As
right,
as
that's
if our
the
audience,
problem. That's wrong.
But it's not for seven fucking people. It's for people that listen to our show because I think it's a good fucking show, and they should listen from start to beginning. And if they can't do that from 6 to 10, they should be downloading our podcast.
But
Jason,
they're not
Dick
doing
friends.
That. They're not.
That's
doing
not
that.
My fault.
Well, okay, it won't be your fault.
Tease the goddamn podcast once in a while. Let's build up some subscribers.
But that has nothing to do with it. That's why, listen, we are on fucking life support here, and we're not going to get fired or saved by a subscription number to our podcast.
Look,
we need fucking ratings, people listening live over the air. And when you do the show for a podcast, you are operating at a suboptimal strategic level.
Okay, fine. I've been trying to do this for years. You know what would be helpful?
Listen.
Is if you gave me a fucking hint on how to do that shit instead of just being like, don't be bad. Just be funnier.
What are you talking about? How many times have I explained you're doing the show as if it's a podcast? You just understood
the tell me how to do the show as if it's not a podcast.
Don't,
tell me what to do. Don't tell me why I'm fucking up.
Don't do super insider jokes that only...
Again, don't tell me not to do stuff. Tell me what to do. How should I do jokes?
You should...
Tell me one fucking thing in the 10 years I've known you about how I should do this job better, and I will attempt to do it. Until then, I'm going to continue to just try to be fucking funny and have fun. That's the only direction they've given me. You're a bad director. You're a bad director.
Oh, is this him? This is not him lashing out rather than...
I think you're funny.
I think you're very funny. I think you're hilarious.
Look,
that's why
I would love to do better. I would love to make this successful. But I have asked you over and over again, tell me what to do. And I just literally just did it 3 times. And you say, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this.
That's what I'm telling you. Yes.
Tell
rather
me
than do
what
that,
to
remain
do.
Silent. Okay?
Okay.
If you think of an inside joke that you want to do, don't do it.
That's not how I work. Do you really want me thinking about what I'm saying as I do this?
No, I
okay, because that's how my fucking squeeze.com spots are so shitty.
Oh, hang on. That's my fault?
No, it's not your fault. That's just that's how I operate and that's how I work. Here's the deal. I do funny stuff and try to make it have a fun and funny show, and
yeah.
You make it good for radio.
Okay.
That's why we're a good partnership. And
I just think listening to Dan Levitard has been a bad influence on you. Okay, that's my advice to you.
I'll start listening to it from 6 to 10 in the fucking morning every goddamn day. Jesus Christ, motherfucker.
Didn't mean for it to
edit
get
point.
Didn't mean for it to get so real there.
Wow.
But that is just like, again, that's frustrating. Like, I don't need somebody to tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell me what to do and I will try to do it.
Well,
but
listen,
whenever you do that, you just say,
here,
make
Nick,
better
but
jokes.
Nick,
that's
this
what
is
you
the,
gave me.
This is the reality of the situation. Here, I'm about to I'll talk about some radio real talk thing as well, because I'm very frustrated with the advice that I'm being given by people. And do you think that I don't get a whole bunch of don't do this, don't do this, don't do this? That's what they do. That's what you get. Okay. This is how it works. They'll tell you when you do something they don't want you to do, they tell you, don't do that. Okay.
Yeah.
So you want me to tell you what they tell you to do? Play another song.
Okay.
So is that what you want me to tell you? Is just play more music?
If that's what we think works, I'm happy to do what we think works. But I'm telling you that for me, telling me don't do stuff is not the right way to get me to perform better. And you can keep trying to shove a fucking square hole into a round peg. This is the secret. I say stuff and it makes people laugh because I'm so bad at saying words. That's the secret. That's all I got, man. If I knew how to make this happen on purpose,
I would
have left you a long ass time ago and had a better career, more successful on my own. But I don't. I need you to give me legitimacy and to make me good. To focus my just can't help it. Just it just comes out and focus it and that's it. I'm a tool. You're the carpenter.
I just want to make clear that I think that you're tremendous, you're awesome and funny, and that's why when the decisions about Deb were made, I was like, listen, rule number one is Nick is my number two guy. That's just going to happen. He's my right hand now, okay?
He also told me I was just the best that he had available, so, you know.
That's also true, but but no, that's I meant that in a complimentary way. Okay, There's lots of people. Listen, lots of people want this job. Look at this guy over here; he's fucking thirsty as shit. And I was like, Nick is my guy. So don't get me wrong. All right, I was just meaning to, I was just trying to have a little fun with you, and then you start yelling and screaming.
I'm having fun.
Things.
I'm having a blast.
Here,
when your heart hurts, it means you're having fun, right?
Let me take this opportunity to do some Nick casting. And by that, I mean specifically talking to you, the super fan of the show who's listening all the time, listens to all the podcasts, who, if you don't listen to it live, you go back and listen to the whole podcast. Thank you for the 5 to 7 people who exist like that and the tweeting audience and whatever. And you know what? I was thinking about doing this 2-3 weeks ago, and now I'm less angry or upset about it. But yes, it's a frustrating time for me in that in these flux times, which, by the way, I did not create. The suits and the bosses made these decisions, and now I'm getting all sorts of direction and you know, mandates put upon me.
Real talk. Yeah. You did everything you could to prevent it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we've already established that. I don't know.
Well, I just want people to know. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not a decision you made.
Well,
and just,
right.
You know, like.
But now, like, we are in crisis mode, and that's why where I'm now mandated to play 5 songs an hour, which we were playing 3, but sometimes it would be 2. And so that's why there's times, and again, you listen to this on the podcast, you guys may not even notice, but like there's times where there's just 2 songs in a row, which we would have never done, you know, months ago. But now I have to get fucking 5 songs in there. So, and it's a very frustrating exercise. I'm also, they've been cracking the whip on me as I have to hit the commercials at a certain time. And forever, I was always like, well, fuck that. If we're rocking and rolling and the segment is kicking ass, I'm going to hit the commercials when I'm done kicking ass. But now it's like, hey, hold on, stop the kicking of the ass. It's time to play commercials. Because there's a strategy and a whole thing about it. I have to play it at a certain time. And then there was, as I referenced earlier, there was for a moment somebody telling me that we were just to not play games on the show anymore. And I'm like, hey, fuck asses. This show that's been very successful for 1 million years, are you seriously just going to start stripping of it, of all the things that have been good about it that we've done, and like you want to just start over from scratch? And maybe that is the strategy that they are adopting, but it is very frustrating for me. And I know that some of you noticed the difference. It's funny, the first day people were tweeting, there's more commercials today. And I'm like, there's not more commercials. There is less show, but it's because there's more Gwen Stefani. So, yeah, you feel like there's more commercials because there's less Jason and Nick and friends. But, yeah, it's just because there's more music. Now, there's nothing you can do about this. Don't email my boss. I'm not asking you to do any of that. I just am asking you to – I'm just telling you what's going on.
Unless you're a radio consultant, and then get out.
Man, if you're a radio consultant – fuck, you weren't supposed to listen to this shit. I like you, for the most part. The first time I met you, I do remember you telling me, you know what, I'm not here to tell you what to do. You're kicking so much ass. You know how to do this job, so go out and do it. And now all of a sudden, all of my instincts are wrong, and I should be doing this and this and following the consultant playbook, even though we rose to the top by not following, avoiding the consultant, doing the opposite of that, doing what we wanted to do. Now I'm back to having to deal inside the playbook. All I'm saying is that's what's going on. And look, all of this is because there's a fucking pandemic. And all of our listeners went away. They went home and started working from home. And maybe some of you used to listen live, and now you listen to the podcast, and that's great. I'm glad that you stuck with us. But
they don't.
What's that?
Nah, that's not happening.
What's not happening?
Never mind.
I think he was reverting back a dig from you getting mad at him about podcasts.
No. I just know the podcast numbers, and I'm telling you that has not been increased.
Oh.
Well, okay.
I shouldn't have said anything. That was inside. Sorry, my bad. Show killer.
The bottom line is, we currently have no ratings, and that's why people are messing with us. And
ratings?
Well, I mean, it's not a zero. There's not nobody listening, but I will not tell you what place we're in so as to not embarrass myself after years of being first and second over and over and over again. And there's probably some people out there who's like, well, you shouldn't have fired Deb. And I'm like, well, we were already in this place at the time that decision was made. That was a big influencing factor. I'm not saying she was fired for ratings, but the things that caused her termination would have been overlooked had we still been 1 or 2. But now we are not that. So you know what? You know why I brought all this up? Tell a friend, okay? Share with a friend that there's a fun show that you can listen to on 101X in the morning. How about that? Was that good? Is that airable? Can we keep that in? What do you think?
No, I would say delete this whole thing and start over again, but...
I mean... I said my piece. I mean, I'm going to delete the stuff about basketball that I said. But other than that, I'm fine with what I said. You flying off the handle.
I don't know what to do now, so I'm saying nothing.
Yeah. Good.
I thought it was good to let people know what was going on.
Yeah,
I did notice some more songs.
I don't know. It's another Nick freakout who gives a shit. Now I feel bad that like we're all going to get... I don't know.
What's that?
I don't feel good.
Yes, live in fear. Okay. What was the...
Fear does not make me better.
Don't worry. What did you say to me the other day? The Jason and CJ show will remember you fondly.
All right. First of all, don't. See,
this is the day that I was yelled at and was told that don't play any of the games, and I was very sad and dejected, and I expressed that to Nick. He's like, well, you know, what did you say? Just keep swimming, and if that doesn't work, the Nick and CJ show will remember you fondly.
See, again, doesn't say anything correct or accurate. I mean, that's, yes, you, I thought that you were worried, and so I made a fun joke that I thought would lighten you. I gave you a legitimate thing.
That's what I did to you. You're worried, and so I was making a fun joke back to you.
I'm not you. All that shit fuels you. It does not fuel me. It wears down on me.
Listener hatred fuels me, okay? Consultant owner hatred, that worries me.
No, my joke was what it was trying to fuel you.
Ah.
I was trying to challenge you. How dare Nick think that he and CJ, because that's what you do. Every time that I start to feel good about myself, I'm at an 11 because I'm on a delicious squeeze.com juice cleanse, and you have to immediately just sit there and shit on it.
How dare
Nick feel good about himself? So that's what I was doing. I was flexing a little bit so that way you would rise up and it would shake you out of your funk.
I don't want you to be... You're flexing and I'm like, this is not a time for flexing. This is a time for panic. You should be panicking.
Did it... So that did not help you?
What's that?
That did not sit there and give you fuel to where you can be like, oh, yeah, no, this will never be the Nick and CJ show. I, Jason Dick, will continue to dominate
because
I'm awesome.
Made me feel bad.
Well, I'm sorry.
Made me hurt my feelings.
He did lash out, though, after that, Dave.
I didn't lash out. I gave you a fair warning about better watch.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell you not to bite the hand that feeds, but you bite it all the fucking time. So I would just say, hey, just softly nibble the hand that feeds. How about that?
I'm just going to leave and go eat a cheeseburger.
You mean a juice? A cheeseburger juice?
No, you've defeated the juice cleanse energy. You did it.
Okay, quick break, then we come back and talk sports, I promise.
This is why we don't do these.
You know, Kevin, there was talk about you coming back for the playoffs last year, so you really just been working on your game, trying to get back your timing and conditioning, really, to be honest, correct?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
What'd you do to me? I don't do anything.
You know you've been passed up, but we don't know you said that. I've never seen anybody give you just a one-word answer, man. What's up?
Well, we're back. Clip about some sports shit was fun.
Dave asked me, so we should be worried about the morning show? No, don't worry about me or us or any of those things. Look,
you can be worried about me.
Yeah, and now I feel extra bad because I have super crushed Nick's spirit. Revitalize your spirit. Just close your eyes and picture yourself at the Clevelander as the seventh wheel on the Dan Le Batard and Friends
seventh
show.
Wheel. Get out of here. I'm fifth, okay?
Oh, all right. What is the hierarchy over there?
Dan, Stu Gotz.
I mean, Dan, Stu, Mike Ryan, Billy Gill. I mean, because there's not a hierarchy. Because like the
Billy Gill is one person.
Yeah, yeah, Guillermo.
Okay.
He's probably fourth.
Oh my God, I don't care.
Oh, sorry.
And then,
go ahead.
Chris Cody, but not because of talent or ability, just because his dad is Dan's best friend. Then Roy, and then it's all the new guys like Chris Whittingham. But
you didn't even put Greg in there anymore.
Fuck Greg Cody, dude. Okay. Fuck that old man. Die already.
Wow.
Well, but what about the Longmire?
Brockmire?
What's his name?
Hank Azaria?
Yeah, what about Hank Azaria?
I mean, he's not,
what about Greg,
he's not
Daniels,
even in the conversation.
Mike Sherd, Adam McKay.
Those are guys that just come on their show. They're guests.
Yeah. But you're going
to. Dennis De La Pena, is he in our hierarchy?
Yeah.
Of the,
yeah. He's in the family for sure.
Oh, yeah, I do like Dennis.
Listen, I'm pretty good at this. Nick is very funny. And yeah, all we can do is come in and under the restrictions and parameters that have been put forth to us.
All I've ever tried to do is make you laugh, Jason.
Is be and funny
like
and have
like
fun.
If you're laughing,
and I feel like we've been doing a kick-ass job at that.
The listeners should be laughing, but apparently not.
And we will rise again, presuming that there's something to rise to and that this isn't just the end of radio forever. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
What's our backup plan?
What's that?
What's our backup plan? Are you working on
sell
one of those?
The duplex?
I told you.
Sell something else after that?
You need to be a real estate agent so you can parlay your radio fame.
That's
into
a Dale Dudley plan. That's terrible. I don't want to do that plan.
Let me do a radio show.
Also, you can argue that he's a kept man now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his wife do?
That's real estate.
That's
hilarious.
Plan C is make sure Bumbleina finds a lucrative career.
She's selling her feet.
She's advancing in the
on OnlyFans,
the world of things and stuff. Okay,
all yeah, I got is keep sabotaging my roommate's relationship, so he doesn't move his boyfriend in.
I didn't mean to bring everybody down. We're just here to have fun, and thanks for hanging and having fun with
us. Just had to get your dig on Levitard.
Let's.
Man.
I just don't get it. You're right. I don't get the show,
Dan.
Don't
worry
I don't
about
get
it.
The show.
Also, all
okay?
my shit that you accuse of being Levitard stuff, I've been doing for years before I knew who they were. Like it's
this
just,
whole, I'm going to do a bracket where I choose based on. Which team's got the funniest name is a fucking Levitard bit up and down, okay?
Possibly, but just because they do, there's what is it, Convergent Evolution. Things can happen all the time.
Convergent.
That name bracket came out of me smoking fucking weed at 2 p.m, okay? Was I listening to Levitard
no,
at the time? Maybe.
Your brain has already been melded by the... Okay, let's talk about something more fun, guys.
Yeah, please
Deshaun
do.
Watson.
Perhaps sports.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
Quarterback of your Houston Texans, Dave.
No longer my Houston Texans.
Are you out? You're officially out?
I forgot. I got beef with everybody on that. Reel it back. You guys are a bunch of dicks. The last time we did this, we were talking about how I was going to be a free agent.
Yeah.
And I said
that's not allowed.
Yeah, and everybody was like... What the fuck? You got married and got divorced. You're supposed to be with them for forever. I didn't get married to the
nobody.
Fucking sports team. I was a kid moving around all over America, and I just happened to be here when the Cowboys were worth a shit, and so that's why I like them. Now I'm an adult, and if they do things that I don't like, I think I should be able to...
Is there a juice man standing at the door?
Am I fired?
That was our juice guy. Are you gonna cut that out? What's gonna happen there? My favorite.
Yes, I'm cutting that out.
My favorite juice spot was on Monday, right? Was that the first day of the cleanse? Yeah. What day is today? Monday, the first day of the cleanse. He's only had one juice, and in the spot, he's like, "I already feel like I've lost so much weight." I'm like,
"Oh, is that when? I think that was when I texted you because he was stumbling out of the blocks." Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My god. Anyway. Deshaun Watson, what the fuck, man? Oh, you were saying, listen, when you get married to another person, no reasonable expectation is that you guys are going to stay together forever. Two people can't cohabitate forever, all right? That's why forever is 10 years. And if you make it 10 years, you did it. Congratulations. Feel free to go about your lives. But there's no reason that a person and a sports team, you can cohabitate forever.
Things
okay?
change. And that's why you don't stay with them anymore. I did not care for Jerry Jones and his ways, the direction of the team, so I left. Now, I was happy with the Texans we had a good run.
Yeah.
We had a good 13-year run.
I mean, it sure does sound like you're bailing on teams when they are disasters.
This is very
fires.
Much just like a bandwagon. So you're a bandwagon guy.
I am not
like
a bandwagon fan. I need to have a
lift
connection.
Lift up your shirt. That's a Patrick Mahomes jersey into there right now, right?
Oh, look at the flat stomach on Dave B. We are, I think, ping-ponging back and forth who is the lightest one on the show. What did you say, 241 today?
This morning, 241.
You're probably lighter than me, yeah.
I'm down 8 pounds.
Good job. Nick just took a sip of juice and lost 5 pounds from that one sip. Well, hang on. Are you holding Deshaun Watson's raping ways against the Texans?
No. I was just like, I don't like the McNairs. I didn't. You know what? If I was leaving the Cowboys because I didn't care for Jerry Jones, I should have betted the McNairs more than I did when I decided to switch teams just because I liked Andre Johnson and the things about the Texans.
You were out on them before any of this came out on Deshaun Watson.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was the trading of DeAndre Hopkins and then J.J. Watt, and just like I didn't like the Easterby character. Mm-hmm. I didn't care for Bill O'Brien. Just a lot of organizational decisions that led me to like, maybe this is not the team for me.
Here's my issue with Dave and his Houston Texans fandom is that I feel like you used it as a flag to wave just to shit on the Cowboys and Dallas people.
I don't shit on the Cowboys.
I feel like you a lot of times like, oh, that's so... Jerry Jones is crazy. Your owner's crazy. Your team sucks. It's not a good team. 8-8 all the time. And then you sit there and just thumped on your Texans. And so that's why I'm like, oh, fuck this guy. But also, you are just a known, what is it? We went to the Oakland Raiders bar here in town to watch some sort of game. And you were wearing like three different jerseys. And you always have another team's jersey and shirt and things. Like, you're not loyal to your teams.
Life's about options, bro. You got to have options.
You know what you are? You're the guy, you don't delete Bumble. You're in a relationship, but you've still got all these Bumble matches just sitting there. Like, you're not on it, you're not swiping, but...
This is a difficult thing, and I've seen in the, real journalists and pundit shows and opinions and broadcasters, this is a difficult thing to talk about because Deshaun Watson should be afforded some presumed innocence for a while, but we're not any of those real things, so I will ask you to speculate. Did he do these things?
It's hard to say he didn't do at least some.
That Sports Illustrated thing, did you read the whole thing?
Yes.
If that girl is making this up, quit the massage game and start writing erotic fan fiction.
Is she the one that said I'm not doing a lawsuit? Is she the one that okay.
There's details in there that I'm like, wow, that is a very specific lie if this whole thing is a lie. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that he's... I don't know if he did it 19 times or what the deal is, but I believe he is a bad guy.
There may be a handful of those that are just trying to get in on this, maybe, possibly, but it sure sounds like a serial sexual predator.
Agreed, and it's just weird. And sucks. Like, I guess no one walks around with a big fucking stamp on their forehead that says I'm a shit person. But
here's the craziest thing, and like the fact that she, according to her reports, he tried twice after, basically trying to get her to jerk him off. He tried to book her again for massages and didn't recognize that she was already somebody that he had done this shit to. And I'm like, that's like, if you lose track of who you fucking tried to, you know, do this to, you're doing it a lot. You're doing it a lot.
Right.
Yeah. He's got problems. Like, he's fucked.
No, he's still good, so he's not fucked.
Well, that's the thing. So Ed said yesterday to me that he thinks the Texans will trade him, that he will be traded this offseason. If you're one of the suitors who is out there, you can't trade for him now, right?
No.
He might go to prison.
Well, see, that's the thing, is there's still no criminal charges. Which,
you know, the DA's office moves at a certain pace. But, if you're one of the suitors, you can't trade for Deshaun Watson, right?
Be hard to see it. It'd be hard to see a situation where it works out because you can't offer the premium package that you wanted. And if you're the Texans, are you going to trade him for less than
pennies on the dollar?
Yeah,
because
you're just like, let's get rid of this
headache. If you are
the option is he's kicked out of the league and never plays again and you see nothing, then you take whatever you can get.
But if you're the Carolina Panthers, I just picked a team at random that needs a quarterback. If you said, hey, you have the chance to get Deshaun Watson, but he's going to miss a whole year, he's going to be suspended an entire season, they would be like, okay.
Yeah.
You would do it because he's an elite quarterback, and at that position, finding a guy who plays like he does, you know, you might not ever, you know, you could own the team for 20 years and not find a guy like that.
Also, the Panthers owner, if I'm not correct, has just like a pair of brass bull balls on his desk. He's like an ex-Wall Street hedge fund guy, so I feel like he may not give a shit about your massage-abusing ways. But here, the answer is that the Texans keep him because the NFL is going to put him on the commissioner's list. They don't have to pay him, right?
and you just wait until he's eligible and you start to he costs you money and then you trade him.
I don't even know if they do you get paid on the exempt list. I don't know how that works.
That's with Adrian Peterson when he held on. He wasn't paid or didn't cost the team.
Well, I don't think the team cares about paying him. All right, they'd happily pay him if it meant that he could remain on the team for good. But I think he still wants out, and at this point, you know, there's so many other factors at play here. Who knows what the fuck is going to happen? Who knows what the hell is going to happen? What else?
Who's more doomed, Deshaun Watson or us?
We're fine, man. We're going to be good.
No, I'm just doing gallows humor.
Yeah. Who?
Gallows humor.
What is that?
Just dark humor. Like gallows, like the where you hang people from. Yeah. It's just dark humor, just laughing at stuff because you're scared and frightened.
Right.
And
you think Deshaun Watson is selling his duplex as well?
No. Tell you what, he's deleting some Instagram messages, though.
I wish I could delete some Instagram messages and fix things. Just kidding. No, things are fine, man. Knock it off. Final four. It's UCLA and Gonzaga, Houston and Baylor. I think Gonzaga is going to go undefeated and win it all. Is that what you guys have?
It's hard for those things to happen. So if you told me that they beat UCLA,
now they just got
to
beat win two more games.
They've won all of their games by like 20 points.
If you told me they beat UCLA and then stumble in the finals, I would say, yeah, that's just as likely as them going undefeated. I mean, there's a reason it hasn't happened in how many years?
Since Indiana, back in the whenever.
70-something?
A long time, 40 years ago.
But, I mean, their team that is a true elite team. They don't just have one dude or two dudes. They've got a team of dudes that can get it done.
Right. NBA guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're saying Suggs is going to be the number one pick.
Cade
is the number one. Suggs will be a top three pick, probably number two. I'm sorry. You're right.
Yeah. He's good. I wish Baylor wouldn't have messed up. It would be awesome if they were both undefeated and played each other in the final.
That'd be pretty epic.
But yeah, I think we're going to have a Baylor-Gonzaga final.
I feel like Baylor has a couple of COVID losses on their record.
What are you talking about?
Like just when you miss a bunch of games because you can't keep people from wearing our masks.
Who was that one loss to again? It was in conference, right?
They have two losses.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But they lost to, I mean, they lost in the tournament to Oklahoma State. And then they lost to...
Was it Oklahoma or
West
was it Kansas? West Virginia?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Anybody?
I'm going to ride Gonzaga until proven otherwise.
Let's see here.
That's the thing, too. That would be fun if it was a rematch because it should be a rematch. They were supposed to play during the regular season.
They lost to Kansas. 71-58. There you go. Duh. What else? Should we just skip to the day B3? Are we ready to day B3? I'm getting hungry, guys. All right.
It's garbage time. Here's the Dave B3.
Three topics Dave B says we've missed in the course of this program. We barely did anything. What could we have missed? What do you got, Dave?
Well, I don't know. I thought it was going to be lighthearted and fun. I didn't know where the show was going to go.
Do lighthearted and fun.
We
might have edited all those parts out.
How old is too old to get a tattoo? Bruce Arians just got a Super Bowl tattoo at 68.
I mean, the answer is there is no age, right? Yeah, it's just
As
a matter of fact, I think as you get older,
you should get more.
Well, there's got to be a don't give a fuck anymore age that sets in, right?
Well, my concern is that eventually their skin is going to be so paper thin and dry that just the needle just pierces their entire arm.
Can't tattoo it.
Stop at that point. But until then. Sure, why not?
Where did he, from the reports of the thing, it's on his shoulder?
Yeah, because that confused
right
me
here?
As well.
No, right here.
Shoulder blade.
The picture was so zoomed in, I just saw a bunch of Bruce Arians flesh, and I'm like, I have no idea which piece of the body this is.
I was like, please don't tell me this is Bruce Arians' ass.
I also didn't like the tattoo itself, the way it just says 31 Tampa Bay 9.
It's pretty basic.
Yeah,
but I mean,
what's he going to get?
It's his first tattoo, all right?
Yeah.
Some people just get a Super Bowl logo. Some people get a Godsmack sun. That's why it works.
I don't even know what it looks like, but he should have got the Lombardi trophy with a Kango hat on it.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
A comedic slash also commemorative.
Number two.
What is more shocking? Jason's appearance after losing 120 pounds.
Not shocking.
Or Michael Strahan filling in the gap?
I haven't seen this yet. I haven't looked. But
people are saying that it's going to be a April Fool's, but I don't think it's April Fool's.
I didn't even consider that. Why would you fill in the gap? That's
at
like
this
your,
stage. Yeah,
that's your, well, but that's like one of your signature things. I guess you could say, why did I lose the weight? That was my signature thing. But
The answer is money. It's always money.
It sort of is.
Dude, I'm looking at these pictures. Those ain't his teeth, man. That's fake. That's fake. That's a mouthpiece. You getting got.
Like, it's fake in an April Fool's kind of way?
Like he's wearing a,
he's doing a bit
he's
for April
wearing
Fool's?
A thing that looks like real teeth, but those are not his teeth.
I'm not going to look at it.
Different sizes and shapes, man. No,
I'm not going to look at it.
That.
I don't care. I was hoping, Dave B., you'd include some things that I care about in the Dave B. 3.
Maybe you care about this one.
Lashing out. Number three.
Are you guys familiar with, I think this just came out yesterday or the day before, Kevin Durant and Michael Rapaport's beef?
Yes.
No.
It's insane. So Michael Rapaport.
Both of those people kind of annoy me.
Yeah.
Kind of. Kind of.
What's a, what? What?
I mean, Michael Rapaport is just a piece of trash. Like, he's just there to say stuff.
This is a real Levitardian opinion of yours. Just kidding.
What do you say, Cowherd?
Sometimes I like his flying off the handle takes. Some of his Simmons appearances have been very good.
But he's just an agitator. He's just there to say stuff in a whiny New York accent
probably,
and get people riled
probably.
Up. And just because he's not a good actor and he's getting fat and old.
But that's I also gross. Sometimes, Kevin Durant complains a little bit too much for my taste for a 100 millionaire NBA champion Hall of Famer. I understand why they called him Cupcake. All right. Strengthen your spirit, Kevin Durant.
I don't think he's going to be like a one-off either. I think you're going to see more and more of these sort of athletes where, like, you know, they grow up in the internet age where they're always butthurt about comments and want to go back and forth rather than just be like, whatever, man, I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I still say he went to Brooklyn just so that he was like, oh, Kyrie's way worse than me. I look better in comparison.
What's the Rapaport Kevin Durant beef?
So he's like, they're going back and forth in the DMs, and he's calling Rapaport a bitch. He's telling him, I heard you before, you cunt. Chuck doesn't like talking about Charles Barkley.
Rapaport was complaining about Kevin Durant doing an interview where he didn't want to answer the question, and he was just being a sullen, non-responding, I'm not going to answer. I'm just going to, you know, tank this thing.
I'm team Rapaport. Don't do that, Kevin Durant.
Charles doesn't need your security, you pale, pasty, cum-guzzling bitch.
Kevin Durant?
Yes, I swear. I'm going to spit in your face when I see your dirty ass. Bet your life on it. Meet me on 17th tomorrow. Meet me on 17th Street tomorrow, 10 o'clock. Or better yet, what's your address? 10 a.m.
Like Kevin Durant said this to Michael Rapaport?
Yes. You a bitch for even caring how I do an interview. All you do is cocksuck other men for attention. Like, he's fucking...
Wow.
That's why I said, are you familiar with it? It wasn't just some sort of like,
no,
oh, don't talk about
that.
My name. Like,
and,
listen...
Kevin Durant, the reason you have to do the interviews, it's for the good of the game, okay? You're trying to buoy up the NBA and basketball as a whole, and by media availability and giving good interview, that's good for basketball. You sitting there and being non-responsive is bad. That's bad for the game. But, I mean, I don't know. If you are one of Kevin Durant's brand partners, he's a Nike guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Nike, I'm kind of just like, hey, never tweet or say the word cum.
Yeah.
Okay? Just that's a thing that happens behind closed doors. Our athletes.
Cum guzzler.
Our athletes don't say or write cum ever.
You pale cocksucker. Like, he's fucking.
That's, well, in his defense, that was supposed to be private DM messages, okay? That's on Rapaport.
Was it a DM?
That was all DMs.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. Okay, and then Rapaport shared it?
Correct.
God, okay. Now
so even
I might
more
be,
reason
I might
to not
be
like Rapaport because he's
team
a bitch. That's
Durant
a bitch
again.
Move.
But like you said, with Kevin Durant, because his complaint was that Chuck asked him a bad question is what he said, that all his answers were yes or no. You don't have to answer that question. Whatever they ask you, it's fucking bullshit post-game NBA basketball journalism. Just say, I don't know about that, Chuck, but here's what I want to say. And that's how you do press, Kevin Durant.
Hmm. What was the problem with the question?
I don't know. I just remember that's one of the things that Kevin Durant says. He's like, Chuck, that was a bad question by Chuck. My only responses were yes or no. And I was like, oh, okay. So that's how questions work, first of all.
I could see how stars would be annoyed with Chuck because he doesn't really watch the games. He's more for entertainment, not actual analysis. And if he says shit you don't like about you, then when you have to go play the game, you don't feel like dealing with him.
Guys, I'm having significant trouble with my right eye. I gotta get out of here. All right. It's saying close. Close eye. Close. Thanks.
Did this twitch develop after Saturday?
It's not a twitch. It's just
Your body's starting to freak out over the cohabitation.
Since my second, no, I'm excited for that. I'm excited. That's why I gave myself 3 months runways, because I'm so excited.
His body's trying to get him just to sleep through this all.
For real, sincerely, thank you to everybody listening. You don't have to worry about us. Listen live on the radio if you want. If you can, listen to the podcast. Appreciate you keeping us in your lives, Nick. You're the best, man.
It is a privilege and honor
to work with you every day. I always know if I as long as I got Nick propping me up, we're gonna have a good show today. It's gonna be fun. Dave B, fuck off. No, just kidding. Dave B, I love you, man. It was good to see you again. I have so much fun on the radio with you. I wish that we could do a three-headed dude show. That doesn't work. You gotta have. I gotta get some of that Y chromosome up in here. Is it Y? Is that what she has?
X.
I don't know. I need vagina chromosome to my left. That's
need
what
some
I,
V chromosome.
That's what I need.
Dave, were you the one that asked me what if I wore a dress?
No,
I forget it was. There was somebody that was like wanting to be on there, and I was like, "Nah, we need to have a girl on there." And they were like, "Well, I know who that was." Okay, yeah. So he wanted to be Father Donita on the radio.
Oh, Jesus. No, thanks for your help today, Dave. You guys are all the best. Sorry to make it so real today. I don't know. Did you even hear that part? Did it get edited out?
Are you happy, Tim at UT? This was all you.
Tim at UT, what'd he do?
I don't know. Isn't he the one that asked for one? Someone asked for one.
Tim at UT has been out for like a decade. I haven't heard from Tim at UT.
Now I need to find out. I want to give this person their props.
Andrew, it's some Andrew at UT, something like that. There's a UT there. But also, that guy, he wanted a sports talk podcast.
Andrew from UT. I'm so sorry, Tim. I'm so sorry. I just saw the from UT and got confused.
All right. Nick's got to go drink some juice. We got to go.
Luckily, there's too much bad shit on this. I'm not going to sit here and waste the time editing it all out. So you get everything.
Sports at KROX.com. Okay, bye.
Love you. Bye.